The killing of Osama bin Laden has prompted some Americans to ask a simple question. The question is why U.S. troops are still in Afghanistan. Journalist Tom Ricks is tracking that debate. He writes the Best Defense blog for Foreign Policy magazine. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
People have been saying the mission really is accomplished, is it?
I think whether or not you think the mission's accomplished, I think we're going to be getting out of Afghanistan sooner rather than later. I think this accelerates President Obama's impulse to do that, which he's had for a long time, but also increases the political pressure to do it.
Well, you make a couple of assumptions there. One is that the president has an impulse to get out of Afghanistan. Of course, he set this deadline to begin withdrawal later in the year, but he's also the president who ramped up the presence in Afghanistan.
Oh, believe me, he has an impulse. If you go back to his West Point speech, the bottom line there was, I am so out of here. And I think President Karzai heard that loud and clear, and that's one reason we've had problems with Karzai in Afghanistan, is he's looking beyond the American exit. But I think even if we didn't want to get out of Afghanistan, it's going to be tougher to stay there, not just for domestic political reasons, but I think relations with Pakistan are going to be declining precipitously. I think Americans are real unhappy with bin Laden hiding out in plain sight on the doorstep of Pakistan's West Point.
Oh, the idea being that Americans may be inclined to walk away from Pakistan as much as Afghanistan at this point.
Yeah, and you can't stay in Afghanistan if you have really terrible relations with Pakistan, because we supply the forces in Afghanistan through Pakistan, through truck convoys coming up into Kandahar and through the Khyber Pass and through Jalalabad up into Kabul. And occasionally Pakistan seems to express its unhappiness with us by having some of those convoys burned. But if they cut off those convoys altogether, which I think could happen down the road as relations deteriorate, it's going to be very difficult for us to supply our forces in Afghanistan.
Let's fully consider the case here, though. One of the reasons that U.S. troops were in Afghanistan was to prevent it from being a safe haven for terrorists and to go after such terrorists as could be found. Bin Laden is dead now, but Ayman al-Zawahiri, just to name one, the number two of al-Qaeda, perhaps now the number one of al-Qaeda, is someone who, according to John Brennan, the president's counterterrorism coordinator advisor on this program yesterday, said is hiding out somewhere along the Afghan Pakistan border. There are still some very dangerous people in that area.
Yeah, and I think there will be, whether we're there or not. But I do get the feeling that this whole death of bin Laden is more significant for us psychologically in America than it is for the politics of the Middle East or even for the politics of Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda really strikes me as an organization whose time has passed by, more in the Arab world than in the Afghan-Pakistan world. But even there, they don't seem to be part of the current discussion. Sometimes the best thing you can do with organizations like this is ignore them and make them irrelevant.
And let me ask about another aspect of this problem. We've talked about both Pakistan and Afghanistan. They're seen as linked. One of the reasons that's given for keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan is that if you allow total chaos there or you allow an Islamist regime there, it has serious effects on Pakistan, which is a very important country. Dexter Filkins of the New Yorker magazine was on this program this week, and he described Pakistan, for all its problems, as being too big to fail. Is it too big for us really to walk away from it?
Well, that's Pakistan's bottom line. They think we can't walk away from them. I do think we're going to have to figure out a way to reorganize the relationship and probably go to a much tougher basis with them, which will mean things like mobs spontaneously going and burning down the American embassy and convoys being cut off. Okay, I think that might be the price we're going to wind up paying for a new and different relationship with Pakistan. I've got to tell you, though, I think with Pakistan, we've kind of been like Charlie Brown in the football. For 50 years, we've been waiting for a strategic relationship with Pakistan to pay off. It has not paid off. And so I think since 9/11, they've kind of played us for fools.
Tom Ricks of the Best Defense, foreignpolicy.com.